Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10 plus 24/7. Anytime you want them on the radio.com app, just search the wake-up call. Who are we scamming today?
Mark. Danny, his wife emailed me and asked me to do this. They both need a plumber to come to their house. So Danny scheduled one. So I'm calling Mark to confirm the appointment that we have and also to kind of let him know that the plumbing service that they hired, it's more of a stripping plumbing service.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
I am looking for Mark.
Yeah, this is me. Who's this?
Mark, this is Raul. I'm from the plumbing service you guys hired.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
I'm just calling to confirm our appointment for tomorrow. We have a window between 4 and 8, is that right?
My wife made the appointment, but yeah, that time works.
Your wife made the appointment?
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple things then before we come over. First of all, I'm going to be with her when she's there. We'll bring our own music. Obviously, there's no touching of the girl. She can touch you. You cannot touch her. Do we understand that?
What? What are you talking about?
The girl coming to your house. We're going to come together, but she's going to be doing the work. You can't touch her. She can touch you, but you cannot touch her.
What are you talking about? Why would I touch her? I don't get it.
Because you hired our company. I'm guessing this is for a party?
I hired a plumber to fix my sink.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's not just a we can do plumbing. We do plumbing. We're plumbers. Me and my wife, we're both trained, but we also do it nude. We're nude plumbers, and it's usually for parties and stuff like that.
What are you talking about? My wife hired a plumber to fix the sink. What do you mean you're nude plumbers?
We're nude plumbers. That's what we do. That's our shtick.
That's your shtick?
Did you book us or not?
Our sink is clogged, and we need someone to fix the sink. I guess if you're going to be naked.
So wait a second. Is it not for a party?
No, it's not for a party.
Okay. Listen, don't yell. It's fine. It's fine. So we can, if you want us to fix your sink, we can fix your sink. So, all right. So what we'll do is we'll come over, and my wife, Tammy, she'll dance for you, I guess. If it's just you and then she'll fix your sink.
We can take the sink apart.
It's fine. We've taken apart tons of sinks. We're apprenticed. We're licensed. We're certified. I mean, it's fine. You know, how long of a dance do you want?
All right. You know what? Let's just cancel this. Let's cancel this. I'm just going to figure it out myself here.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. We kill two birds with one stone. Mark, you're getting upset. Let me just explain what happened here, okay? So, we saw what strippers were doing. They come over and they pretend to be firemen and they pretend to be doctors and all that stuff. We thought we are plumbers and we're hot, we're sexy, so let's just do it, okay?
Great, great for you guys. I don't want your service. This sounds illegal, to say the least.
Well, it's not illegal. You hire us.
Listen, cancel this. Cancel this.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right, we'll cancel it. But listen, since we're 24 hours out now at this point, we do have a cancellation fee. And that cancellation fee is...
Absolutely not.
I don't know what you want me to say about that. Our website states it very clearly that there's a cancellation fee.
You think I'm going crazy? You want to talk to my wife? You'll see how she reacts to all this. This is ridiculous.
I'm sure to talk to your wife. Is she there?
No, she's not here right now. I'm going to talk to my wife.
Why did you tell me? Do you want to talk to my wife? Of course I want to talk to your wife. If she booked us, if she went onto our website to book it, then she probably saw what our services is. Maybe she wants you to have a good time. you ever think about that?
Oh, believe me, she doesn't want me to have a good time. I'm going to check the website. I'm going to talk to my wife, and then we're going to get back to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Just know that when you go to our website, you do need to click on the I am 18 or over button first.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm going to go.
Okay, hold on, Mark. Before you get going, let me just tell you that your wife, Danny, did actually email me and want me to do this to you, but I'm not a naked plumber, and neither is my wife. My name's Gavin. I'm on a morning show on 106.5 The End called The Wake Up Call. This is a prank phone call. None of this has been real.
Oh, my God.
None of it's real.
Are you kidding?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.